page 118. Senate Joint Resolution, number 8201. How do I read measure text? Language in double parentheses with a line through it is existing state law. It will be taken out of the law if this measure is approved by voters. Double parenthesis, strike through. Sample of text to be deleted. End strike through. End double parenthesis. Underlined language does not appear in current state law, but will be added to the law if this measure is approved by voters. Underline. Sample of text to be added. End underline. Complete text. Senate Joint Resolution, number 8201. Be it resolved by the Senate and House of Representatives of the State of Washington, in legislative session assembled, that at the next general election to be held in this state, the Secretary of State shall submit to the qualified voters of the state for their approval and ratification, or rejection, an amendment to Article 29, Section 1 of the Constitution of the State of Washington, to read as follows. Article 29, Section 1. Notwithstanding the provisions of Sections 5 and 7 of Article 8 and Section 9 of Article 12, or any other section or article of the Constitution of the State of Washington, the monies of any public pension or retirement fund, industrial insurance trust fund, double parenthesis, strike through, or end strike through, end double parenthesis, fund held in trust for the benefit of persons with developmental disabilities, underline, or fund to provide for long-term care services and supports for eligible seniors and people with disabilities, end underline, may be invested as authorized by law. Underline, investment income from a fund to provide for long-term care services and supports for eligible seniors and people with disabilities is dedicated to long-term services and supports for program beneficiaries. End underline. Be it further resolved that this amendment is a single amendment within the meaning of Article 23, Section 1 of the State Constitution. The legislature finds that the changes contained in this amendment constitute a single integrated plan for the fund to provide long-term care services and supports for eligible seniors and people with disabilities. If this amendment is held to be separate amendments, this joint resolution is void in its entirety and is of no further force and effect. Be it further resolved that the legislature, pursuant to its authority under RCW 29A.36.020.3, specifies the ballot title and concise description shall read, quote, "The legislature has proposed a constitutional amendment on allowing money in Washington's long-term care fund to be invested. This amendment would allow the state fund dedicated to providing long-term care benefits for eligible seniors and people with disabilities to be invested as authorized by law. Should this constitutional amendment be approved, rejected." End quote. Be it further resolved that the Secretary of State shall cause notice of this constitutional amendment to be published at least 4 times during the 4 weeks next preceding the election in every legal newspaper in the state. End. If I am a victim of a crime, can I vote safely? Keep your voting address confidential. You may be able to enroll in the Address Confidentiality Program, ACP, and register as a protected records voter if you are a survivor of domestic violence, sexual assault, trafficking, stalking, or a criminal justice participant, election official, or protected health care worker who is a target for harassment. To become a protected records voter, you meet with a certified advocate who can assist with threat assessment, safety planning, and the program application. The best time to enroll is when you move or are planning to move to a location that is unknown to the offender and undocumented in public record. Call 1-800-822-1065 or visit sos.wa.gov/ACP.